It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. There are new confusing weather trends, and I think they're just making them up. So all we do is watch the weather. But my next guest is one of my besties, and she is worth watching whether it's weather, as long as we're together. Janice Dean, back in action.
I love it. Weather, as long as we're together.
I'm in. Yeah.
Look at that. I mean, that could be a full screen. It could be a series that we could do together. Mm-hmm. I love all of it.
Yeah. So we heard about bomb cyclones, which made up. And now we're hearing about atmospheric rivers, also made up.
No, you could actually look in meteorology books that I have studied, and they will show you that bomb cyclone and atmospheric rivers are indeed meteorological terms that have been around since the beginning of textbooks.
Okay, so I think what they're doing then, which is fine, because, you know, the idea of repurposing trends, because, and that's all millennials and Gen Zers do, is they find old things, slap a new name on them, and pretend they invented
them. And put it on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bomb cyclone.
Yeah, so that's their doing so. So the weather folks, like your overlords, are going to old textbooks and going, oh, that's a fun phrase. Let's take something that happens all the time and slap that label on it and make it seem dramatic so people watch the weather all the time.
You know, it's happened before where there is an actual term and then all of a sudden it's a headline and it goes viral. But these are actual terms. They sound scary, though.
Sure
it could be like a movie, the bomb cyclone
movie.
Bomb cyclone! Or like a good rock song.
Bomb cyclone!
But atmospheric river is indeed a thing, and so is the bomb cyclone. So you want to talk about the atmospheric river?
I do, because I was in L.A. for that weather event.
Yes.
I've lived in Los Angeles for the majority of my life.
Yep.
I still have.
Is this the first time you've ever heard atmospheric
river? I've never heard atmospheric river, but I've experienced rain like this in Southern California.
Yes, it happens
a
lot.
And I stayed off of PCH because what happens, it is a phenomenon where you get a drought.
Yes.
And then you have a lot of dry brush.
Yes.
Someone throws a cigarette out the window.
You got wildfires.
You have a rock hit the blade of a lawnmower and a spark.
Yep.
And it's like wildfires. And then the canyons are bare.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mud waiting, or it's dirt waiting to turn into mud. And then you have these massive precipitation events.
Correct.
And then you get insane mudslides. So I stayed off of PCH because I know where I live, some of those hillsides are very, very precarious.
Were people prepared? Because this is something that's hard to nail down where the atmospheric river is going to actually come on shore. It's like a fire hose that just brings all of this moisture. And this has deep tropical moisture from Hawaii.
Yes.
So that's where it originates.
It has also been called the Pineapple Express.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you've heard Pineapple Express
before.
Right. It's the same thing. It's basically very fast winds that tap into very deep tropical moisture and those winds are basically pointed to one region that just gets pounded by, you know, round after round after round of rain. And this happened to point right directly towards the Los Angeles area, which is why it made so many headlines. Over a foot of rain, you know, living there, you know, a foot of rain in, say, Miami or Florida, they can deal with it. A foot of rain in the desert Southwest, and you've got cars floating, mudslides, rock debris, the end of the world.
And I don't want, and Angelinos took a little bit of reputational damage here because, like, well, you just don't know how to drive in the rain. It's not that. The infrastructure, it literally is not set up for a deluge like this.
Exactly.
The roofs aren't set up for it.
Yes.
The roads aren't set up for it. Nothing drains. I went to the gym at 5:30 in the morning on Thursday, and there was a puddle, and it was over a foot deep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm driving slowly. And then when I came back from the gym, PCH was shut down in one direction so they could fix that.
And that's why we say turn around, don't drown.
Yeah. And it's, but you don't know, like it was pitch black.
Yeah.
I'm going through a tunnel. Like there's no lights. I had no idea that this giant puddle was there. But, you know, and I was talking to a friend of mine who grew up in Seattle, and he lives in LA now. We were having lunch, and he was like, this is actually horrible by Pacific Northwest standards.
Yes.
Like, even in Seattle and Portland, they would be melting. So it wasn't just people in Southern California complaining. I mean, this was, and the waves were massive.
Right.
So there were surfers out there, and then after a couple days, the waves turned brown.
Yes, the waves turned brown. So a foot of rain in 72 hours is like almost a year's worth of rain for Southern California. The fact that it came fast and furious, I will say, forecasting this, we had a pretty good handle on where it was going to go. Like, we knew there was going to be the potential for the atmospheric river. All of the conditions were favorable for this, which is basically Arctic air. You know, it happens in December, January, February, where you have that Arctic air and then you have that deep tropical moisture, the humid air that kind of come together, and then those fast moving winds in the upper levels of the atmosphere. So we knew that it was going to happen. We just couldn't pinpoint the exact location. And the fact that it came into an area that's so heavily populated, so well known, you see, you know, Beverly Hills, you see the mountains coming down, beautiful homes being affected. And that's why it got a lot of headlines. Now, this is an historic event, but we're seeing more of these types of historic events.
Is it because of climate change?
Well, listen, you know, we're not going to be able to talk about climate change and whether or not it's actually happened until like decades from now when we look back historically and look at all of these records. But I will tell you, we had atmospheric rivers do a tremendous amount of damage in the LA area or Southern California in 2021. So I feel like it won't necessarily be a lot of them, but when they happen, I think there will be more flooding potential.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Because were you as delighted that it happened on Grammy night as I was?
Did anybody get wet, though? I did see Taylor Swift's hair, and I thought,
She didn't get wet. She probably had like a 20-foot tarp and, you know, manservants on every corner.
I did not watch the Grammys, but I am interested to see whether or not there was, you know, traffic delays or if anyone was caught in a flood or high water.
A lot of high water. I mean, right? there was a lot of standing water, and there, you know, it's like the place can't drain.
Yeah.
It was kind of scary because you asked if people are prepared. It's like, I don't know how you prepare for rain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
or a lot of it
when there are hurricanes in Florida and people are out filling up sandbags.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in Los Angeles.
Interesting. Well, like I said, you know, you can see the setup, but to actually tell you where it's going to happen is almost like, you know, lake effect snow bands, you know, Buffalo along Erie and Ontario. You can tell that the event could be something that could affect someone pretty significantly, but I can't pinpoint the exact town or city where it's going to happen.
What will be the next made-up weather event that we have to look out for?
I'm trying to think. The polar vortex was a big one.
That was
remember
a big
that?
One. I remember. Yeah. That preceded the bomb cyclone.
The polar vortex.
And we have El Nino and La Nina.
Yeah, we've known about that a long time. Chris Farley made that very popular on Saturday Night Live, remember?
Yes.
El Nino. And he was, or was that the one where he was with Patrick Swayze in the Chippendales outfit? Yeah. I'm not sure. But I am going to look in my meteorology textbooks.
Just make up some new stuff.
Well, it's not made up, though. It's just being reinvented and brought to you by TikTok.
But it wasn't the worst. I mean, I've seen bad rain in Southern California. And I've seen mudslides. I've seen entire canyons completely shut down for weeks at a time because there's really nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
So it feels like it has been as bad in the past?
It has been, but I do think that this one affecting a highly populated area where a lot of Hollywood celebrities live, that probably gave it a lot more headlines.
Would you encourage your husband to surf in perfect waves in a brown ocean?
No. Yeah. I would say no. Yeah. I can't say that he would take my advice.
Yeah. No, it's like I I was driving at 6 a.m.
They were brown.
And looked out at, this was before the brown waves. They were good waves. They were really good big waves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way in hell I would go out there, because these were surf spots that I've known and surfed at for a long time, but the waves were so much, so much bigger.
Oh, you know what? And you'd talk about the winds. We had winds in the mountains of 168 miles per hour.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
I mean, I felt the winds driving, but I didn't know it was
when
that.
When you go up to the mountains, the winds are a little more intense just because of the topography. But yeah, at least hurricane force winds. And the other issue that we haven't talked about is the avalanche danger, because the Sierra Nevada range has gotten quite a bit of snow this year, which is great. They need it. You want to build those reservoirs.
But the mass of that snowpack.
Absolutely. And of course, when we get the warmer temperatures.
Concentrated in small areas. It's real. That is very real.
Yes, absolutely. We already have some avalanche advisories up for some of the ranges out there.
Interesting. So what's to come? You are the human weather almanac.
Oh.
You are the farmer's almanac.
I don't know about, well, farmer's almanac is not accurate. So I would prefer to be called the Janice Dean almanac. Yeah. Maybe a little bit more.
The Almadine?
Maybe better than the groundhog. Although I will say I went and covered Groundhog Day. I do love that. Have you done that yet?
No.
Punxsutawney,
you actually, that's amazing.
And here's the thing. The forecast that Punxsutawney gives, which, by the way, was an early spring, which is something it's very rare. 82% of the time he predicts 6 more weeks of winter. Mm-hmm. I found out, you know, a couple years ago when I started going, that Phil the groundhog is always right. It's lost in the human translation when he is talking to his inner circle and he tells them what his prediction is. Yeah. He's 100% right. It's the human error.
Yeah. So do you believe we will have an early spring?
Interesting you say that. You would think with a weekend of near 58 degrees here in New York City that might be accurate, but then there might be a winter storm on Valentine's Day.
A nor'easter!
It might be. We're looking at the computer models.
You know what that means? Stay inside and make babies.
Oh, well, that's advice that we could always use, but unfortunately, it's too late for me.
No, it's not. Surprise. Punxsutawney Phil.
We could try.
Yeah, told me that.
Sean, we're going to try, but it's not.
You and I are going to squeeze out a couple kids this year, Janice. It's a big 2024.
We're going to save the world.
Never mind the
babies.
Election. That's absolutely right. A couple of miracle babies right here.
I love it. They'll grow up together. They'll get married.
That's right. Maybe to each other. Who knows?
And they'll save the world.
Exactly right. I love you, Janice.
I love you.
Now I have clarity. I'm less skeptical.
Yes.
And I will be better prepared.
Maybe brown waves will be the next thing.
That's what I did with my hair today.
Fox News alert. Brown wave coming.
It's the brown wave. Of course, Mediaite will clip that and it'll be inappropriate, and we'll get in trouble.
Whatever.
So, HR will be right there. Thank you, Janice.
You are welcome, always.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with Janice Dean. I'm Kennedy.
Ride that brown wave.
That's right.
Ow!
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.